KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Reggie Spearman only turned 18 yesterday, but he already is expected to fill a big role as a starting linebacker for the Iowa Hawkeyes this season. Spearman saw action a year ago as a 17-year-old true freshman out of Chicago.
My goal is to get better and better my teammates. And as a group, we just want to go out and win as many games as possible. So if I can better these freshmen by telling them the information I learned last year, then I'll be doing what I wanted to do. I did my job.
Spearman says he hopes to develop the leadership skills that last year's senior linebackers displayed.
I just want to go out there and work hard and do my best. I mean, Kersey, Hitch, Moritz, they were great role models last year. They tossed us away. Anytime we needed somebody to give us a hand, they were willing to give us a hand. They showed us around the film room. They showed us what we were supposed to do. And I just want to bring that down to the younger guys that we got coming in.
Spearman played on special teams and also was on the field as an extra pass rusher on third down situations last year. And he says his new role will display his strength on defense.
Well, I really like to stop the run. That's just my personal thing. I really like to stop the run. I know a lot of people don't see that because I'm usually pass rushing. So you probably get a better feel for that this season.
Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says it was evident early in preseason practice last year that Spearman needed to get on the field.
You know, everybody has different things growing up. I mean, he's very talented for us. When we saw him playing in the high school, he was a very active player. He could find the ball. And we just thought early in our sessions and doing tour days that he'd be an extra guy that we might want to play early.
Parker says Spearman is mature beyond his age.
He works at it. He's a constant work. He's in here almost every day, you know, looking at film. You always see him in the building. It doesn't matter what time you come in. It could be 11 o'clock at night or it could be 6 o'clock in the morning. It seems like he's either in the building or he's in the classroom.
Iowa opens up their season against UNI on August 30th. You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here on KJAN. A reigning Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston and defending national champion Florida State are number one in the Associated Press preseason college football poll. The Seminoles start the season number one for the sixth time after receiving 57 of 60 first-place votes from the media panel. Second-ranked Alabama, third-ranked Oregon, and number four Oklahoma all received one first-place vote. Ohio State is fifth, followed by Auburn, UCLA, Michigan State, South Carolina, and Baylor. The Bowl Championship Series is being replaced this season by the College Football Playoff. A selection committee will pick the top four teams in the country for two national semifinals. Well, Cam Newton made a successful return following ankle surgery. Jonathan Stewart ran for two touchdowns, and the Carolina Panthers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 28-16 Sunday night. Newton completed 4 of 9 passes for 65 yards and led a pair of touchdown drives in the preseason game before exiting late in the second quarter with Carolina up 14-6. Stewart ran for 26 yards on 4 carries and made a strong case to be the Panthers' goal line back, if not their primary ball carrier, with scoring runs of 3 and 2 yards. Carolina managed just a yard on its first 3 possessions before Stewart provided a spark with a 17-yard run. The Panthers scored touchdowns on their next 2 possessions. Alex Smith was 14 of 22 for 127 yards for Kansas City. Rookie Aaron Murray's first NFL pass resulted in a 43-yard touchdown strike, but he also had an interception in that contest. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, at Atlantic.
Well, Matt Carpenter homered, doubled, and drove in three runs. Adam Wainwright tied for the Major League lead with his 15th win, and the St. Louis Cardinals topped the San Diego Padres 7-6 on Sunday. John Jay's two-run single highlighted a four-run first inning for the Cardinals as they batted around. Peter Borges and Tony Cruz each had an RBI single for St. Louis, which took 3 of 4 in that series. Carpenter's two-run double off Tim Stauffer in the sixth made it a three-run cushion for Wainwright, who joined the Reds' Johnny Cueto at 15 wins on the season. Wainwright allowed 3 earned runs in 7 innings with 5 strikeouts and a walk. He's 5-0 at home with a 155 earned run average against the Padres. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Miami beat Arizona 10-3, Chicago over New York 2-1. It was San Francisco beating Philadelphia 5-2. Colorado took 2 from Cincinnati 10-9 and 10-5. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers 7-2, and it was Washington over Pittsburgh in 11 innings by a 6-5 final. In the American League, Alex Gordon, Salvador Perez, and Josh Willingham all homered, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 12-6 on Sunday. That's their 20th win in their last 25 games. Kansas City sent 11 batters to the plate and scored 7 times in the second inning, keyed by 2-run singles for Alcides Escobar and Nori Aoki. The Royals also increased their American League Central lead to 1.5 over Detroit. This is the latest that the Royals have been in first place since 2003. Kansas City's Jeremy Guthrie returned to the mound after a 54-minute rain delay, and the fourth lasted 7 innings in that game yesterday, yielding a couple of home runs in that contest. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat Cleveland 4-1, Seattle over Detroit 8-1, Houston beat Boston 8-1, New York over Tampa Bay 4-2, Chicago beat Toronto 7-5, Texas edging L.A. 3-2. One interleague game saw Atlanta beat Oakland by a final of 4-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, it was Salt Lake over the Iowa Cubs 3-2. Omaha beat Las Vegas 4-0. Iowa hosting Salt Lake again this evening in a 6:35 start at Principal Park, while Omaha is at home at Warner Park for a 7:05 matchup with Las Vegas. Well, NB Park has successfully defended her title in the LPGA Championship as she rallied to beat Brittany Lincecum. Park parred the first playoff hole after shooting a 2-under par 70 for an 11-under total. Lincecum earned a 3-shot lead on the back nine before faltering. Park won her 5th major title, her 4th in the last 2 seasons. 17-year-old rookie Lydia Ko finished 3 shots back as she sought to become the youngest major winner in LPGA history. First-round leader Camilo Villegas fought back to win the Wyndham Championship, his first PGA victory since 2010. He shot a final round 7-under 63 to finish at 17-under par. That's 1 shot in front of Bill Haas and Freddie Jacobson. Heath Slocum was 2 shots back. Bernhard Langer closed with a 6-under par 66 for a 1-shot win over Woody Austin and Marco Mira at the Dick's Sporting Goods Open in New York. Longer never had a round worse than 67 and finishing 16-under for his 5th Champions Tour win of the year. Second-round leader Kevin Sutherland fell into a tie for 7th place following a 74. That's just a day after setting a Champions Tour record by carding a 59. And in racing, pole sitter Jeff Gordon finished first in the Michigan 400 Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway. Gordon finished in front of Kevin Harvick and Joey Logano for his 3rd win of the year and his 1st at the Michigan track since 2001. Tony Stewart skipped that event in the wake of the accident last week that took the life of a dirt track racer. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.